Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, everybody, to the Download World Series edition on Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, in our nation's capital, the home of today's championship parade for the World Series champion, Washington Nationals. What a ride it's been this past month and these past, 6 months since the start of the season. Remember, the Nats, I don't have to remind you, started 19-31 back in May. Dave Martinez gets ejected up at Citi Field, kicks the dirt, screaming, temper tantrum. The boys rally, lose that game, but then go on a 660 pace the rest of the season over the next 112 games to make the postseason as a wild card, and that's when this glorious ride all began in the wild card game against the Milwaukee Brewers. It's been quite a couple of days since the Washington Nationals completed their World Series victory over the Houston Astros, cementing what is just the most unlikeliest of rides to this championship. I saw in a Berries for Luga column, a Tom Boswell column a couple days ago, calculating the odds that the Nationals would even be in this situation, considering that they had five elimination games throughout their postseason run. Five times they avoided ending their season with their backs up against the wall. And each of those times, the odds were just almost astronomical against them. And it started with that wild card game where, trailing the Brewers in the eighth inning, the Nationals had about a 1 in 8 chance of winning that game. 1 in 8. And then against the Dodgers, when they go down 2-1 in the NLDS to the Dodgers, they had about a 1 in 15 chance, maybe, of winning that series. Just astronomical odds against them every step of the way. And just think of how easy it would have been for this thing to come undone. You lose one of those five elimination games. How easy is it to lose one game? You lose one game at the wrong time, and none of this happens. We aren't here today preparing for a championship parade in Washington, D.C. I want to open today's show with our top five, and out of the gate, I want to say it's not just any top five. Nationals fans consumed Nationals coverage ravenously this week, and it's understandable. It's a world championship. This is the mountaintop for any sport. Nats fans delivered. They did their part. And they made sure that the Washington Redskins didn't have a trace in this week's top five. So congratulations to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you wake up and you prepare to gather your belongings, put your Nats hats on, your Nats jerseys, and head down to the district for a parade that everyone here deserves. Before we get into our top five, I just want to add a couple of house cleaning notes. We've got a special Junkies Rewind prepared for you this morning. And if you happen to be heading down to D.C. for the parade today, which I hope you are, I hope you're bringing your kids. It's a Saturday. Really, things couldn't have lined any better than it has today. The parade happening on a Saturday in D.C., just a few blocks away from here in Southeast. So if you're getting ready for that, I think you're really going to enjoy this week's Junkies Rewind. And then, of course, I've got one other special piece of audio to play for you in today's show. We'll close out with a Junkies Rewind. That'll be around 7:45-ish. And before that, one very special piece of audio to play for you that I think you're really, really going to enjoy. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. Even if you have, I promise you, you won't mind hearing it again. That'll be around 7:30-ish this morning. It's time for our top five most read stories on thefandc.com this past week, as determined by you, the Nationals fan, the Nationals reader of thefandc.com.
It's time for the download countdown. The five most read stories this week on thefandc.com.
Let's do this.
Number five.
The first World Series in the district in 86 years may have made for an uneasy bump in the Nationals' rough ride to a World Series title, but it led to some potentially once-in-a-lifetime sights and sounds. Our photogs were everywhere in games 3 through 5, before and after, outside of Nationals Park. For the 20 best photos from a rowdy weekend at Nats Park, head to thefandc.com/Nationals.
Number four.
The words that Nationals fans had been waiting to hear for 14 years, since baseball returned to the nation's capital, flew from Charlie Slose's mouth with an emphatic enthusiasm. After all the trials and tribulations, overcoming a 1931 start to the season, playing 660 ball over the next 112 games, and fighting off postseason elimination 5 separate times, the Washington Nationals finished the fight against the Houston Astros on Wednesday. Here's how that historic moment sounded on your radios.
As the Nationals are a strike away from franchise history and some World Series history, as Hudson tries to close it out, it'll be another 3-2 pitch to Michael Brantley. Hudson sets the kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions! Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time. Remember where you are on October 30th, 2019, when the Washington Nationals finished the fight from the depths of a forgettable 19-31 start. They have climbed to the top of baseball's highest peak, giving us all a finish to a season we will remember for the rest of our lives. The Nationals celebrate just behind the pitcher's mound. A world championship, Curly W, is in the books. The Nationals down 2-0, 6 unanswered runs. They beat the Astros 6-2. They are the world champions of baseball. Unbelievable!
You can find that call, by the way, that historic, unforgettable call, at thefandc.com. If you click on our audio tab, click over to 106.7 The Fan Highlights, and it's right there. And if you'd like to download it, I know I've gotten a couple people asking me on Twitter, you know, I'd like to have that piece of audio for my ringtone or, you know, whatever other personal use. There is a download option, but from the station website, that's where you'll find the download link, thefandc.com. Click on Audio On Demand, then 106.7 The Fan Highlights. Find the Charlie and Dave Game 7 winning World Series call, and you can download it for yourself right there.
Number three.
TheFanDC.com writer Ben Krimmel opens this story perfectly. Can there be one game in this World Series without an umpiring controversy? Evidently not. Game 6 in Houston featured another huge blunder by the umps. Fortunately for the Washington Nationals, they were able to even the series. The first call, which isn't getting as much attention, was the final out of the top of the sixth inning. Victor Robles was called out on strikes on a pitch that was clearly not even close to being a strike. End quote. And as umpire auditor noted on Twitter, another 3+ inch miss and strikeout. This can't happen in the World Series. Victor Robles was the victim of this blown call. The video is there if you want to check it out yourself. Robles had some hard luck in this series. He was the recipient of another awful called strike 3 back in D.C. But the biggest umpire controversy was still to come in this World Series, as the boys in blue had one final act to their series-long ump show. More on that in just a few moments.
Number two.
It's hard to imagine where the Nationals would be without Howie Kendrick, the 36-year-old journeyman infielder who brought Washington back from the dead with multiple season-saving homers this postseason, 1 year after battling back from Achilles surgery. Who could forget when Kendrick, after two solo shots late from Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto off of Clayton Kershaw out of the pen, finished off the Goliath Dodgers with one swing of the bat in the top of the 10th in Game 5 of the NLDS. Kendrick had one more legacy to contribute to history. After looking lifeless, after trailing 2-0 to the Astros after six innings, Rendon gave the Nats life once more with a solo shot to left off Zach Greinke. 2-1 Astros. One batter later, Juan Soto walked and A.J. Hinch, in maybe the managerial error of this entire postseason, called for Will Harris from the Astros pen, lifting Greinke from the game while leaving Gerrit Cole sitting in the bullpen. Kendrick saw a pitch he liked, an 0-1 cutter from Harris, and hit a looper down the right field line that went hooking, as it dropped to just barely clank off the right field foul pole. The Nationals suddenly had a 3-2 lead and were making their gallop towards that World Series crown. Afterwards, Kendrick said he was talking to the ball as he ran down to first. The ball listened. You can catch a brilliant gallery that goes frame by frame through Kendrick's swing and his exhilarating two-run blast on the fandc.com/Nationals.
And now, the number one story this week on thefandc.com.
The World Series nearly came off the rails for the Nationals in Game 6 when, well, the umpiring came completely off the rails in the top of the 7th. This controversial moment flared up when Trey Turner hit a dribbler in front of the mound. Astros reliever Brad Peacock fielded it, turned and threw to first. But his throw took Yuli Gurriel into the baseline just as Trey Turner was stepping through the bag, and Gurriel dropped his glove and the ball sprung free. Turner raced over to second and Yan Gomes went from first to third. The Nationals, with a 3-2 lead, were on the verge of another scoring chance. That is, until home plate umpire Sam Holbrook held up his arm and declared Turner out due to interference and sent Gomes back to first. The whole thing turned into an ordeal. Turner had to be restrained by Asdrubal Cabrera in the Nats dugout as he called out MLB Chief Baseball Officer Joe Torre on national television. Davey Martinez would eventually get tossed in an epic dust-up with the umpiring crew, becoming the first big league manager ejected from a World Series game since Bobby Cox with the Braves in 1996, 23 years ago. The play would be reviewed, only it really wasn't, and the initial call on the field stood. Joe Torre would address the play after the game and bungle his statement, which the Nats fortunately were still able to win, staving off elimination for the fourth time in this postseason, thanks in large part to Anthony Rendon overcoming the massive delay with a two-run bomb two batters later. The entire ordeal was a shameful moment for Major League Baseball, caught on national television, that, fortunate for baseball, did not cost the Nationals the World Series. And can you imagine if it did? It also made for one hell of a photo gallery, which you can view for yourself at thefandc.com/Nationals. You guys sensing a theme today? When we come back, that special piece of audio that I teased, I promise you it's worth sticking around through the break. And of course, a World Series edition of the best segment in DC sports all week, the Junkies Rewind. You're listening to The Download on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to The Download. Chris Lingbach here with you on a World Series edition of the program. It's time for a very special piece of audio, a very slickly edited piece of audio by our man Slick Vic Ferreira. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. And if you have, I promise you probably won't mind hearing it once more. This is Vic's baby. I saw him laboring away on it as the Nationals won the World Series. And, well, just enjoy the ride one more time.
Trent Grisham strides to the plate. Max Scherzer completing his warm-up tosses. And the sports junkies from our flagship station, 106.7 The Fan, with a shout-out of play ball. And we are ready to go.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
The 2-2 pitch to Turner is launched to left center field. This one is well hit. It's way back there. It may go, and it is gone. Into the Brewers' bullpen. On the right side corner, the Nationals are on the board. It's Trey Turner's first career postseason homer.
20-year-old Juan Soto in a spot to be a game changer here. Base is loaded. One ball, one strike. Hayter the set, the kick. Here it comes. Swing and a line drive. Base in right field. Taylor scores from third. Stevenson around third. The ball missed in right field. Rounding third. Coming home is Rendon. He will score. Three runs. Score on the play. And the Nationals are in front. It's Washington 4. Milwaukee 3. And they are three outs away from going to Los Angeles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball, center field. Robles going back, still back there. He makes the catch! He makes the catch! He makes the catch! And a wild card game winning! Curly W is in the books!
Best of five, Game 1 National League Division Series. Time to get started here on a perfect late afternoon, early evening start time here in L.A.
This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat, the longest for any Dodger tonight.
Here it comes on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Steven Strasburg with his ninth strikeout of the night. Hudson sets the kick, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And a Curly W's in the books. The Nationals have tied this National League Division Series at a game apiece.
Right-hander kicks, delivers. Zim swings and drives one a deep center field. Way back goes Bellinger to the warning track. Shaw's 1-0 to Rendon, swung on, hit of the year to deep left center field. Taylor going back, warning track, at the wall, he leaps, it is gone, goodbye! Bang, zoom goes Rendon on the second pitch from Clayton Kershaw. Here's the pitch, he swings and belts one in deep right center field, way back, going, going, and gone! Goodbye! Halfway up the pavilion, a tremendous game, tying home run by Juan Soto. The Nationals have hit back-to-back home runs off Kershaw. And Kershaw is done.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swing and a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it? Long look in, Doolittle is ready. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, shallow center. Racing on is Taylor, closing on it, dives, and he caught it! A diving catch ends the series! What a play by Michael Taylor! A diving catch, and the Nationals, for the first time in their history, will play in the National League Championship Series. They're celebrating on the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down, and it's on to St. Louis.
This is how we do it.
The 0-1 delivery. Butterfly hit in the air to center field. Taylor is there waiting for it. And Sanchez survives, and he's through six shutout hitless innings here in St. Louis. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a ground ball roll to first. Zimmerman has it down to a knee. He'll step on first. Anibal Sanchez has tossed seven hitless shutout innings here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Doolittle sets. Now the kick and the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out! at a National League Championship Series Game 1. Curly W is in the books.
Wainwright rocks into the windup and fires. And a swing and a high drive to left field, well hit. Ozuna drifting back toward the warning track, to the wall, looking up, and there it goes! Michael Taylor drops one into the left field seats for his third career postseason home run. And on the first pitch in the top of the third, the Nationals are on the board and lead the Cardinals here in Game 2, 1-0.
Hunts into the belt. And the pitch. Swing, and it's popped up. Here comes Zimmerman from first into foul ground. He has a play, and Ryan Zimmerman makes the catch. And a National League Championship Series Game 2. Curly W is in the books. The 3-2 on the way. Breaking ball. Strike 3. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Steven Strasburg in front of a deafening crowd of the nation's capital.
3-2. Swing, a line drive. Diving snare by Rendon. He pops up, he throws, and he is out. What a play, Anthony Rendon. That was a laser beam, and it was by him. And somehow, Rendon with a diving play to his left. Flat out robs Paul DeJong for out number one here in the third inning. And they salute the MVP hopeful Anthony Rendon. How did he make that play? Howie Kendrick has a chance to double the lead with a hit. The 2-1. Swing, a line drive right center field. That's a base hit. It's up the gap. It's going to the wall. Rendon scores. Soto scores. Howie Kendrick clears the bases with a two-run double here in the third inning. They are delirious in Nationals Park. It's 4-0. Seven, Cardinals one, game three LCS. Two on, two outs. Strasburg toes the rubber. Fowler digs in left side. Here's the 0-2.
Swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. Steven Strasburg fans, a dozen St. Louis Cardinals over seven innings.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. Playable for Soto, moving into his right. He is there. He makes the catch. The Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1. They go up 3-0 of the National League Championship Series. Now the set by the right-hander, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a line drive to the left field line. It is a fair ball into the left field corner. Extra bases for Soto. Eaton scores, standing without a play. The magic won. Juan Soto with the RBI double. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow right toward the line. Out goes Goldschmidt and Wong in the right fielder. Martinez coming in, and the ball drops. In from third is Soto to score. Everyone moves up one base. Robles on at first. Unbelievable. It's the Nationals 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Base is loaded, only one out. The pitch, swing and a base hit through the hole in the left field. Kendrick scores from third. Round at third, coming home is Zimmerman. He slides in across the plate. Fastball is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting. And he makes the catch. He makes the catch. Bang. Soon go the fireworks. A National League Championship winning. Curly W is in the box.
We're ready for Game 1 of the 2019 World Series between the National League champions, the Washington Nationals, and the American League champions, the Houston Astros. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing and a drive hit well. Deep center field. Way back goes Springer to the warning track. Looking up, and it is gone. Goodbye. Bang. Zoom goes the Z-Man to the deepest part of Minute Maid Park on a postseason World Series home run for Ryan Zimmerman.
The 1-0. Swing and a fly ball well hit to left field. Way back goes this one. It's got a chance. It's going, going, and long gone up onto the railroad tracks. Welcome to the World Series, Juan Soto.
3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford boxes off the wall. Bounces by him back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score on a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto.
Two little sets. He kicks, he delivers. And a swing and a fly ball left center field. Robles to his right on the run there. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch. And a curly W's in the books. The Nationals take game one of the 2019 World Series.
Hurt has never had a postseason home run. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a long drive, left field. He's got one now. Kurt Suzuki gives the Nationals the lead. That one above the Crawford boxes. Kurt Suzuki's first career postseason home run.
Another 2-2 pitch. Swing and a slow bouncer. Third base side. Rendon charges in, has it. Off balance throw to Zimmerman in time for the out. And a game two World Series curly W is in the books. And now Verlander winds and delivers. He swings and hits one to deep right. Down the line. Going, going. Good, goodbye. A game tying solo home run for Adam Eaton. Verlander straight up as he takes signs. Now into his wide. Here's the pitch. Soto swings and hits one high and deep to right. This is way back. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Into the second deck. A tremendous home run for Juan Soto. Bang. Zoom goes the magic wand. Juan Soto gives the Nationals the lead.
Harris is 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball left field, sending Brantley back onto the warning track at the wall, looking up, and it is gone! Anthony Rendon puts it into the Crawford boxes, and the Nationals lead the ballgame 5-2 here in the seventh inning. It's Anthony Rendon's first World Series home run and his second long ball of the postseason. And the Nationals get to Harris here at the top of the seventh. The Nationals 5, the Astros 2.
And now Doolittle. Here's the kick of the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to the infield. For the second baseman, Cabrera, backing up out of the outfield grass. He waits. He makes the catch. And a World Series Game 6 winning curly W is in the books. The World Series is tied at 3 victories apiece.
We are set for Game 7. It's the final game. The regular season started March the 28th for the Nationals. It'll end tonight on October the 30th. One of these two teams will go home world champions. Greinke delivers. Swinging a long drive to left. Way back. Forget about it. It is going, going, and long gone into the Crawford boxes. And the Nationals are on the board. Anthony Rendon has his second home run in the World Series. It's now the Astros 2 and the Nationals 1. As Anthony Rendon delivers a big hit here in the seventh inning. No balls and a strike. Outside target, Chirinos the pitch. Swinging a line drive, slice down the right field line toward the corner. Springer back, looking up, and this one is gone. It hits the foul pole, and the Nationals lead. Howie Kendrick has done it again. A slicing two-run homer off the right field foul pole. Do you believe it, Howie Kendrick? Part two. Nationals 3 and the Astros 2. They are jumping up and down to the Nationals dugout, waiting to greet Howie Kendrick. As Howie Kendrick has provided his signature moment in the World Series.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider, and the side is retired. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning for Patrick Corbin. Following Max Scherzer tonight, he has tossed 3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. The kick in, here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning curly W is in the books. The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions. Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time on October 30th, 2019, when the Washington Nationals finish the fight from the depths of a forgettable 19-31 start. They have climbed to the top of baseball's highest peak, giving us all a finish to a season we will remember for the rest of our lives. The Nationals celebrate just behind the pitcher's mound. A world championship curly W is in the books. The Nationals down 2-0, 6 unanswered runs. They beat the Astros 6-2. They are the world champions of baseball. Unbelievable.
And what a moment to capture. Remember where you are, so you remember where you were a moment as the Nationals are the world champions for the first time in their history. What a great look back at an incredible run over the month of October, one we will never forget here in the nation's capital. For my partner, Charlie Slows, I'm Dave Jagler. It's been a pleasure to bring this season to you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next year.
So many emotions. Just incredible, incredible work by our man, Vic Ferreira, Slick Vic Ferreira. With the editing there, that 2019 postseason montage. Of course, that too, you can find at thefandc.com. Click on our audio on demand tag, find the 106.7 The Fan highlights page, and it's right there. And if you'd like to download that for your own personal safekeeping, you can do that with that option there as well. When we come back, the best segment in DC sports all week, a World Series edition of the Junkies Rewind. You're listening to The Download on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to The Download World Series Edition. I'm Chris Lingbach here with you, and it's time for the best segment in DC sports all week, The Junkies Rewind World Series Edition. Let's relive the morning after one more time.
The Junkies Rewind on The Download.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've made a few. I've had my share and kicks in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go on, 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 on. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. The Nationals did it. They won the World Series last night.
Unbelievable.
In Nationals fashion. And it was quick. Zach Greinke pitching a gem for the Astros in the seventh inning. Rendon goes yard. They change pitchers. And Howie Kendrick goes yard. And it's over like that.
I'm speechless.
Added some insurance runs. Make you feel a little bit better towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
I've got
they
so
made
many,
it easy on us.
I've got so many thoughts, but I'm not sure I can get them from my brain to my mouth. I'm just speechless.
Yeah. Everybody's brains are in limited sleep.
I don't know if it's because I'm so tired or because I just can't believe what I saw.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And you know, guys, I love post-game celebrations.
You certainly do.
Post-game interviews. I stayed up watching MLB Network and FS1.
I was moving
almost,
all around.
Yeah, I was watching them all until almost 2 a.m. last night.
You did an hour more than
awesome.
Me. I was up till 1.
It was awesome watching the guys, especially some of the guys kind of cut loose that usually don't.
Yeah.
Trey Turner's a fool. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Every time we've interviewed him, he's been, you know, pretty even keel, but he was letting loose. Everybody was letting loose. And man, Howie Kendrick, who has been
Mr.
the utility slash part-time player for this team, has the two biggest hits in the history of the franchise.
Well, yeah. Think about it. 2 years ago, he thought his career was over when he tears his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
He thought
was
done. He was telling all his friends.
Well, if you're at that age, you don't come back from an Achilles.
32 or 33, however old he was when that happened.
He said,
very
I'm done.
Tough to come back from.
Yeah, he goes, I'm probably not going to ever play again. And he comes back, and you know, he misses the entire year, but he comes back, I think he was 34 when he had that injury.
We're going to have to play This Is How We Do It today. I don't think we did it last time.
We got to play
every
song. He
deserves it. He hit a grand slam against the Dodgers. He still says that's the biggest home run of his career. They were asking him last night which was the biggest. But for this franchise, he hit a grand slam to help them beat the Dodgers. Extra innings. They win that one. And then he hits the home run last night off the foul pole. He said he's a big fan of Chick-fil-A because you see the Chick-fil-A sign when he hits it.
Of course.
But wow.
Just incredible.
It was a gift, by the way. A.J. Hinch gave them a gift because Greinke was pitching a gem. He just faces the heart of the order. And, you know, Jason and I argued which heart of the order was more fearsome. I'm telling you, it's got to be so hard for a pitcher to navigate from Eaton to Rendon, Soto, and then Kendrick. But I feel like Hinch panicked, and he didn't. He left Gerrit Cole in the holster.
That was the biggest crime
he took out Greinke.
That was the biggest crime he made.
He had Cole warming up. He takes out Greinke, and then he brings in Harris.
Inexplicable. I don't know what was he thinking at that point.
And did you hear? It's not like Greinke's pitch count was that high.
Yeah, but apparently, I think Greinke, if you look at his game log, his pitch count had been around in the 90, 95. Like,
I know. He was only at 80, though.
No, right, but he hadn't been going deep.
I know,
he'd been
given
five, six-inning pitcher.
Two hits. He gave up a home run to Rendon, who's as good a hitter as anybody.
And then he
basically intentionally walked Soto. He didn't want anything to do with Soto.
You know what? When they pulled him, I was happy as a Nats fan, but I wasn't surprised that they did it. It seemed to make sense to me at the time. I think the biggest gift was not getting Cole in there.
Yeah.
I thought it was unbelievable.
And
the other part was, we've all watched this. This is what we do for a living. Okay, so you can make fun of us all you want. That's fine. No one's watched more sports than we have in the 200 combined years we've been alive. How many times have you seen, I don't know, 6 million times when you leave a team hanging around like that? They were beating balls. They had 8 of the 10 hardest hit balls, and they only had 2 runs to show for it.
Ten
and we're going
into
the sixth and seventh inning. They're leaving all those runners on base, and I'm like, all we need is just a little rally here, and we're going to win this thing. They've let us believe that we can win this by only being up 2 runs.
They could never really break it open.
They couldn't bury it.
Started right off the beginning of the game in Game 7. I mean, Trey Turner smoked the ball down the line, hit it right at the third baseman. I mean, well-hit ball.
Yeah, but what he's saying
where
is,
it's getting hit.
What he's saying is the Astros leaving all
the
runners
Astros
on base.
The Astros couldn't bury us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They let the Nats hang around.
Yeah.
Scherzer
had runners
on base. Even though they dominated the game for 6 innings.
Right. Yeah. Scherzer had runners on base every inning.
And that's what the Nats did. They scored runs late. You look at what they did throughout the series. They put late runs on the board because, like you said, the other team, the Astros, couldn't quite put them away.
By the way, did you see what Cole did after the game?
I heard he was wearing a Boris hat.
He was wearing a Boris hat. He said, I'm not part of this organization anymore.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm a free agent. I mean, that is one of the jerkiest moves I've ever heard.
That's a quick divorce right there.
You're just going to do that to your team? And
then, I think he's bitter that he wasn't used.
I think so.
Because,
I understand.
You know, I stayed up and watched one of the best things that I saw last night, and this was probably the last interview I saw, was Max Scherzer. They basically do the rounds. So they go from the Fox show to MLB Network or vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his dad showed up, which was like a really cool moment. His dad showed up behind him, and he just talked about, they were trying to say, well, what does it feel like to finally win a World Series in your career? You know, you were so close with Detroit. You've been so close with the Nationals. What's it like? And he goes, it's so much more than that. He goes, this started when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of talking about playing catch with his dad and all these things. And for somebody like Gerrit Cole, he's on the precipice, too, of winning it. They have him warming up. He's the best pitcher in baseball. And they turn to Harris, who was a great reliever all year for him, but apparently told them that he was gassed and needed the day off. He had been so overused, I think, 14 times in the postseason.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It seemed like he was in every inning.
He basically had dead arm. It was a gift by A.J. Hinch.
Was Hinch asked about that after the game? Had to have been asked about it.
I didn't watch much of the Astros postgame coverage.
Yeah.
I watched the
Who
Nationals.
Who wants to watch a bunch of losers get interviewed?
It had to have been a huge topic after the game.
Yeah.
Had to have been.
But I'll tell you this. Watching all of the shows, the Nationals, obviously partying in the clubhouse, they were bouncing around from show to show. They all came out. They were loving it.
Yeah.
So there wasn't that much Astros discussion.
That's going to be a decision that Hinch made that will haunt him. And he'll be criticized for it for years.
I felt like the Nationals should have had Strasburg in the bullpen in late innings.
Oh, I thought so too. I said at the end, when Hudson was warming up, I'd have Doolittle warming, and I'd have Stretch stretching.
But you know what?
I'd have him get going too.
Huddy slammed the door on them. He came in, he was throwing beanies.
Corbin was huge.
He was amazing. Awesome.
Patrick Corbin was massive.
I thought they were pushing it a little bit, bringing him in the eighth. Because I was like, you got two great clean innings from him.
I know.
You're scaring me a little bit here.
He kept telling Davey, I'm good. He said, I feel good.
Yeah, he was so good. I mean, just
And to me, that's the biggest thing about this run. Obviously, the two-out hits, one of their signatures, and the comebacks. But the way that the Nationals use starters out of the bullpen from the Brewers game in the wild card game where Strasburg comes in for Scherzer, who kind of scuffled in that game, too. I believe he gave up three runs in the Brewers game. Yeah. And then Strasburg came in and just shut it down for three innings. Then you look at the Dodgers series, where they used both Corbin and Max out of the bullpen. And then last night, to use Corbin out of the bullpen, masterful job by Davey Martinez. And contrast that with, they left Cole in the pen.
I can't believe they didn't get Cole in there. I was tweeting during the game. I can't believe they're bringing all these losers in. The best pitcher in the game, just sitting there.
Yeah, brilliant.
And
keep
doing
that.
By the way, who's 2 days rest is fine. If you can pitch an inning,
he would have been fine. He could have closed the door.
Yeah. Look, this is where managers have to make these decisions in huge spots, and you rely on your players because he's the GOAT today because he didn't go to Cole and Harris blew it. Davey goes to Corbin, maybe for an extra inning. It worked out,
yeah,
right?
No doubt.
AJ Hinch pulls Greinke where he probably could have left him in for another inning. He could have thrown on another 20 pitches.
Yeah, but if I'm a manager.
You are relying on players to execute for you, and if they don't, you get killed for it.
True, but if I'm a manager, I'm going to go down with the ship with the best guys. And, you know, watching a lot of those basically Hall of Famers that are doing these post-game shows now, whether it's Frank Thomas who came in on our show or Pedro Martinez. They're talking about it. You got your best guy right there.
Unbelievable.
You know what I mean? That's why, like, the Dodgers can probably live with Kershaw blowing it because he's been great for them, not in the postseason, but great for them throughout his career.
Yeah.
You at least went down with Clayton Kershaw.
No. He got killed in the LA media for bringing him back out for the start of the inning.
Okay.
He got killed for it.
But it was a gift. But credit the Nationals and credit Howie Kendrick with a huge home run.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't necessarily a bad pitch. Can we play Howie talking about that home run? Because he's going the other way. And it struck me because watching some of this post-game stuff earlier, I think it was after the Dodgers series, after the Grand Slam, and he was with the guys from MLB Network or from FS1. And he said he still works with a tee every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes me as a guy who, you know, I played high school baseball, that going the other way, it's not the most natural thing. You're naturally kind of a pull hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And to take a pitch like that and get it right down the right field line, my wife said that was kind of an ugly home run. I was like, it's a home run. He went the other way.
It doesn't matter.
The only thing
that
I can think, it was a team of destiny.
It was a team of destiny.
And that's such a hacky sports cliche. But when you think about where they came back from at 19-31 and all the injuries and they were dead, and everyone wanted to fire everyone and trade everyone.
They want to break the team apart.
And then finally to get to the playoffs. And then what happened in the playoffs, starting with the Brewers in the wild card game, it just was. It was just kind of meant to be. They were meant to come from behind
and
all these games.
A team that won 106 and another team that won 107.
That's why
on the way.
I was reluctant to make that Caps comparison until they beat the Dodgers. Yeah. And then I was like, man, they're over the hump here. This really might be a team of destiny. And that's why I said, look, the Astros are overwhelming favorites, and I think they're going to win this series against the Nats. But if they find a way to win game one, they're going to win this World Series because they just are.
Look, you had Strasburg and Max in the last two games. That's why I felt like they were going to win it. Slight favorite, but and Max wasn't excellent. But he was good enough to keep them around.
He was incredible in the sense that he held them to two runs by some miracle. And a lot of it was luck. But it worked out. And I just kept saying to my family, I was like, they're letting us hang around. And I've seen this happen way too many times. You let a team hang around. And for me, the big turning point was just Rendon just popping the cork. Or you know what I mean? Just breaking the seal. And getting that first run.
Giving
and all of a sudden, you get the little dance.
You get a little hope.
And the guys get going. And then Kendrick does it. And then now it's freaking on.
Think about Hinch took out Greinke. He gave up two hits.
He took him out. 80 pitches.
Two hits, 80 pitches.
Yo, he might be a doll.
Look,
that guy might be a doll.
He's not.
I'm telling really you. I actually was impressed by him.
This is what happens. Cakes. Guys overmanage.
They get frozen, too.
Because it's such a big spot, and you know that every decision counts. In Game 7, it's do or die. They overmanage. And they say, well, maybe, you know, maybe we should take him out. We got a guy on first. All right, taking him out. Well, and then maybe he saw Cole in the bullpen, and he was talking to his bullpen coach, and maybe the guy said, you know what, he's not throwing as hard as we thought. Who knows?
See, you're calling it overmanaging, and that's probably accurate. A-Rod talked about it and said it's also overthinking
it's
and sticking with the analytics instead of trusting your eyes. So Greinke, they probably only expected him to go 4 or 5 innings because throughout the postseason he was only going 4 or 5 innings, right?
Right.
So all of a sudden he's dealing, he has them completely off balance. Yeah. Throwing 63-mile-an-hour curveballs.
I know.
They couldn't touch him.
He was like Maddox.
Couldn't touch him, right?
Minus the strikeouts.
Right. And as you
Why
say,
would you take a guy out where you can't touch him?
And as you say, Rendon... it's uncorked. All of a sudden, they got some confidence, some swagger, and then...
as soon as they start dancing, watch out.
He walked Soto. He wasn't... to me, he walked Soto because he just didn't want anything to do with him. Yeah. He'd rather pitch to anybody but Juan Soto at that point.
Yeah.
He'd rather pitch to Howie Kendrick.
Right.
And then A.J. Hinch is looking at the analytics, and he's looking at regular season stuff. He manages like a regular season game because in regular season, you bring in that guy Harris. But in the postseason, if he wasn't going to bring in Cole, he should have brought in Osuna.
Yeah,
Osuna
was barely used. I think he was only used once going into last night in this series.
He managed like the regular season. Like, okay, I'm going to go to my setup guy. My setup guy is going to get it to my closer. No, you got Garrett.
Well, he also got in a box because, for all these analytics and everything, the conventional wisdom is you bring in your starter as a reliever to start an inning.
Right.
They should have thrown that trash out the window
but they don't.
And said, I'm bringing in the best pitcher
in
baseball.
You, I guarantee he didn't bring in Cole because he didn't feel comfortable bringing him in the middle of an inning.
I know, but they got to change their thinking.
I know,
they botched
but they
it.
Don't.
I know, but they botched it.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you they
Bad
botched
decision.
It.
They did, of
Bad
course.
They botched it.
Him.
In the future... in the next year,
that's
2020,
when
a team with the worst bullpen in the league is in a World Series again, they're going to bring in whoever they need to, regardless of the outs.
Valdez,
that was dumb.
I want you to do research. I want you to find out. He had to have been asked, Hinch had to have been asked why he didn't bring Cole in. Please find it. It might take 3.5 hours, but I want to find out what he says.
Hey, can you play Howie right now? Because Howie hit the game-winning home run, and we should credit the Nationals for making the big plays.
So tired.
Having the big hits.
So tired.
Scherzer grinding his way through 5
innings. By the way,
Strauss
deserves World Series MVP. I thought 3 or 4 guys could have gotten it.
Yeah. Strauss, Rendon,
I think Eaton. Yeah. I think Soto.
Eaton was huge.
I mean, they could have 4 or 5 guys. I thought it was going to be a whole team MVP.
Here's Howie Kendrick.
I swear to God.
Talking about that at-bat and the game-winning home run.
Harris is so tough. What when you hit that ball, did you think it was going to slice foul? What was your feeling through that hole at bat?
I was hoping it just stayed fair. You know, I was talking to it as I was running down the line, and when I saw it hit the foul pole, I mean, like I said, you couldn't ask for anything better.
You know, how does this rank? You hit the home run to beat the Dodgers. This one, are they
still the best one? Because without that one, we're not here. And honestly, you know, I'll take all of them. All of them are great. All these moments are ones I always cherish. And like I said, the winning the World Series, I mean. To be considered one of the greatest players ever, you know, and you know, if you can't make that up. So
Jag's doing the interview in his clinch gear.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
so
people
love it.
People, I can't believe what I saw last night. This was equivalent to, I mean, Game 7 of the World Series. It's equivalent to the Redskins in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, it just is.
Did you actually see it last night?
We saw it 3 in the morning.
I got up at 3.
People were tweeting me, Jason will be excited in like 2 hours.
I mean, you're not on social media. Who could have spoiled it for
right.
you?
Nobody.
Zippy.
Zippy spoilers. No, but here's the thing.
I sent a text to Drabby last night because I was trying to book Jeff Van Core.
Yeah.
Right. So I booked Jeff Van Core. He's going to be on the show later, right?
Right.
I texted Jeff Van Core. I said, can you come on the show at 9:20? I said, I'm turning my phone off. Just text me yes or no.
Right.
And they gave the number to Drab.
Yeah.
At what time was that? 6:30?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Turned the phone off at 7, went to bed at 9, night, got up at 3. So I
I have to do that.
You're disciplined.
I don't know how you people can stay up until 2 in the morning.
Well, I'm going to die.
I don't know how you can do it.
Adrenaline. Look at me. I look terrible. You look good. I look terrible.
No, I feel terrible.
It's adrenaline, man. Your heart's pumping throughout.
Dude, my heart
There's
was
so
pounding.
Much tension.
I actually think it's possible. Right. I might have had a small heart attack last night.
Right.
I'm not kidding because I was getting a little bit of tingling in my hand and a little bit of pain in my arm. And I think I might have had a heart attack.
Might need to go to the doctor.
I think it's possible I had a little mini heart attack last night. I'm not kidding, but I said,
"Hey, you're here.
What, we got go to the hospital in the middle of this?
Right. You battled through it.
I think I had a heart attack."
You're wearing your Nub World Series hat.
I know. I said I gotta wear it. I gotta tell you that World Series hat, the official one, is poop. The new one,
they just have the trophy.
It makes me crazy. The one the guys were wearing last night,
yeah, the official.
Like, who's making those hats? Who's making these hats?
New Era.
New
selling.
Era. They can eat me.
More like Who-era.
Yeah, they're so bad. But let me say this. I know we got to get a break. My 10-year-old was up last night, and it just hit me. You know, we could have said this a couple years ago. I said, I can't believe you're 10 years old. You've seen two championships already.
Throw the Mystics. It's three.
Spoiled. I mean, come on. Hey. I said, you've seen the Caps and the Nats win world championships, and you're only 10 years old. And we went this you know, 25 years or whatever. Everybody talking about a curse and everything, and they could all die.
Right.
But I just can't believe that our kids have been so privileged. I'm so happy.
Now you know how the Boston fans feel.
Yeah. I'm so happy our kids are getting to experience this.
By the way, AJ Hinch is a donk. He also pitched to Soto with the first base empty. That added a run. That was an insurance run.
Who was pitching? I can't remember.
I don't know if whoever came in after Harris.
Osuna?
It might have been. Or Quiddy or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Or Keedy.
They waited too long to bring him in, too, it didn't matter.
He's not a donk. He won a World Series.
I know. I'm just saying.
I was impressed by him the whole World Series.
I'm just saying.
I actually liked him.
Why would you pitch?
He's a good manager. He just overmanaged.
Why would you pitch to Soto with two outs and first base open?
I don't know.
Just give the Nationals a run.
That kid was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's great.
Yeah.
Because he didn't pitch to him the bat before, and he scored on a home run.
I know, Kendrick's but would home. You rather pitch you to, don't know, to Soto or Howie?
That's my point, is you are...
Right.
Okay, but...
Yeah, but
Howie
does
Howie
damage.
Hit a home run.
Howie's been doing work.
Howie hit the game winner.
Yep.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067.
You rely on your players to execute for you, and they just didn't for you.
We've got some callers lined up.
We're freaking breaking up the champagne. I brought in the Vouv. We had a listener give us a case.
Wow.
We're freaking getting into this.
Celebrate with us. The Nationals are World Series champions. There's going to be another parade in D.C. Later in the program, Mike Rizzo is scheduled to join us, the architect of it all. Jason's boy, Jeff Francoeur, who's an analyst for TBS and Fox Sports. He'll join us at 9:25. But your call's next as we celebrate the Nationals winning the World Series on The Fan.
The Chunkies Rewind on the download.
I got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure serving you this morning, and it's been a pleasure enjoying the national season with you this year. I'll see you later today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.